I can't now remember. What was the day that I was only being visiting? I wasn't with, in connection as yet with the mission. Such formal connection. Was it because I was outside Riga and could not come and also only had heard about the lectures and reading these reports? But now it was a direct correspondence. I had once written a letter when being as yet a student, directly to Anna Irma, a personal letter, expressing my interest and sympathy for the work, mission work, and Anna Irma already answered me that what are the preparations and what are these special things to be taken in mind when going to the mission field, and answering in a way as she is already looking at me as a possible missionary in such a way. Now it was one separate thing. As I was appointed mission secretary, I got from Anna Irma such a congratulation that it might now serve me to my interest and so on.
Yes.
And so it was. And so it was. And then came Tambaram, and it was transferred from the China, where the mission conference was proposed because of the war in China, and settled over to India and to Madras, to the south of India. I sent a letter to mission and to John Mott, the leader of the World Mission Council, asking about this information near about this conference. I got no letter, but
I've turned it around. I need another one, I think.
Another tape?
Yeah.
John Mott came to the same time to Riga.
Yeah. When this finishes, it's all right.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
May I?
Go on. Yes, go on.
Yes. John Mott came to Riga, but not for mission purposes, but for purposes connected with IMCA. He was also a leader in IMCA's World Organization. But I wanted to have a speak with, to conversation with him. But those people in IMCA, he had asked about me, and I couldn't tell who I am and where I am. Mm. Of course, they knew there were also the pastors of our church. That's how it was that I wanted to meet him to have answer on the letter and about this information. As John was to go to Estonia, I asked the permission to our dean, who went to see him off. May I join to see him?
Yes.
Yes, the dean approved it, and so I came to the railway station and took already a ticket for the case that and may, perhaps I go there. Some time or some space with him into the car. Now this John Mott entered the car, and that is a parting signal. As I had a ticket, I jumped in.
Oh, yes.
And went to John Mott and excused for disturbing and asked, may I ask him some questions and so on. He took out his notebook and sees there my father. He said, is that your name? Yes, I said, that is my name. And then I said, it was all the time asking after you to inform you. Nobody could help me in Riga. And now we had a journey for about an hour together.
And so you could talk.
And he explained me all the things. He said, I didn't even put the question about my partaking at the conference. But his next word was, you absolutely must come to Madras.
Oh, yes.
I was settled with Archbishop and so on. He meant perhaps the Swedish Archbishop, that's all the same. So, as I came, as I, in the next station, went out of the car, I was a changed man, really. So I was appointed to the mission secretary, to the member of the conference.
What was the conference?
Conference was in Tambaram.
Yes.
Near.
What is an all, it's a world conference on mission? Was it a world conference on mission?
It was a world conference of evangelical Lutheran missions, the third mission conference, world mission conference. Now the things went on. I was appointed. I got the needed funds for that, and started at the same time. At the same time, I had it in mind that it is quite a special God's guidance.
Yes.
It is Madras, Tambaram. It is Southern India. Southern India is also Coimbatore and Karunagarapuri.
Yes.
And so this mission failed. And so I went to India before the conference. The conference was in last 2 weeks in December and ended was it 25th or 26th December. And before this conference, I was in India in November. I had a full month free before the conference. And of course, I informed Alma Ibe and I resided then in Karunagarapuri and made my investigations in all the directions. And it was a revelation and an affirmation and also a vocation in some way. It was such a guidance I can't it otherwise define the way is how it came to that. And after the conference, I stood in India, in Karunagarapuri, and lead the short trips around Karlagarpuri, took to other missions. I left Karlagarpuri, I suppose it was in April, 6th of April. And then the return was a supplement to all that. Then I got the fire or what I got on the mission field. But quite distinctly, one special idea or feeling of all that. I had something against the traditional building up of the mission activities as it was established in 1900 and before the war, this very European art of all the things. Even the existence of the missionaries were, so to say, in a small Europe created round.
Yes, yes.
Which I felt it with my skin.
Mm.
How very, very strange it must be felt by the Indian people. Though the missionaries were very devoted, doing really good and sincere work, but the building up of this work, this practical, so to say, way, it was not me that seemed very effective. Already the Catholics have it different.
Then? You're talking about then?
Beg your pardon?
The Catholics have it different at that time, see? In 1938? Go on, doesn't matter. Carry on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, carry on.
You see, that was it. And Reverend Stephen and Anna Irbe, they have become to be symbols. That is the way that this Europeanness, this reduced to the utmost, this living in India and in Indian circumstances, not in this separated Europe's or Americas in which they were residing. I was a guest in different missions, with Americans, with Danes, with Songtown Mission, the Norwegians and Danes cooperating in the north of India. The impressions everywhere were very great, deep, interesting. But America had with it, yes, and in English missionaries and missions not being able to separate with this English style, English way.
I know what you mean, yes.
Trying to India adapt to that way, not otherwise. Yes. this conviction was supported by what I saw. As I mentioned already, the growth of Karunagarapuri. Why was it so? Because they tried it as much do in this way of the Indian man, how he this feels, this reducing of this difference which exists by nature, reducing to the utmost, and leaving only the gospel, the living word, the life in Christ. And but see, it, these two persons, equally, so very much supplementing each other, Reverend Stephen and Anna Irbe. That's the way.
Now let me ask a question. Yeah, my question is your time. Why Anna Irbe Kirliak Tambaram's conference in Papi?
Well, Anna Irbe?
Yeah, I am the entire conference. Flat is like. Is Anna Irbe participate in the Tambaram conference?
Tambramas konference nāca, tā sakot, kā tas iemesls būt Indijā.
Jā, es saprotu, bet ar viņu pati, ar viņu nebija glāstu.
He was not at the conference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was for world mission.
Anna Irbe was not the Tambaram, but Tambaram was the reason why I was in India.
Yes. So
and I made my best out of it.
Did you? In the Tambaram conference, you protested?
Yes. So you see, I am not a conference man. I listen to all that. It is, everything is very clever and very good. But it always, it is not the starting point, but it is also, again, this end point. Nobody cares very much about what happens with the results of the Tambaram. The people assembled there, to meet some of them. Now, to meet Karala, for instance, that is an experience. You see, he was delivering a speech before the conference. He stood on the pulpit, at the pulpit, and looked so in the assembly and said, so very simple, I see my Lord on the cross, I see how his blood is running from his hands. He said it so that we all felt, really he sees. Really, the small Japanese, so very simple,
yeah.
Yeah, simple. And, well, what could not this him among this in this crowd, but he was a very, this was something extremely great, such meeting. And that Western missionaries, Norwegians, invited me to the Santal mission. In the Santal mission, I saw something of Karunagarapuri.
Oh, I see, yes. Do you remember the name of the missionaries? What were their names, the missionaries?
Gausdal, he is already, he's dead. I was asking the Norwegians. I was a young man, he was middle age. Now it's different than Rosenlund.
No, I don't remember.
Both Rosenlund and Mrs. Rosenlund. I wasn't yet climbed this staircase to the house. I had already to promise to come again. Yes. Of course, it wasn't possible. So I made such a round trip to India.
Who were the other? Did you meet Bishop Bexell, for instance?
Bexell was already dead.
Oh, he's
dead. He died shortly before my coming. And then came Sandegren.
Yes.
And
Paul Sandegren? Did you meet Paul Sandegren?
No, it was John Sandegren.
Yes.
Johannes Sandegren. Mm. Paul Sandegren I didn't meet.
Bishop Enval?
Bishop.
Reverend Enval?
Yeah, yes. I met him as a student. As a missionary, yes, as a missionary. He was starting his mission activities, and now he wrote to me, he signed as a bishop. And I have lost his small brief, but a small letter, but I would try to write to the Svenska Kyrkan Mission.
I have got his address. What? I can give you his address.
You?
Yeah, I have. I phone him. Oh. I phone and talk to him about this mission work.
Yes.
Because he knows the area. So I phone to ask him for advice.
Yes.
Even now.
Who is now? Where is he? Is he an active bishop?
No, he is retired.
Yes.
But he met Vanags, I think, the archbishop from Riga. He has met him.
Yes,
he met
him. That was the point. That was the way how I got his letter. My archbishop presents me a letter. A bishop had a letter sent to me. A bishop. I have no correspondence with bishops except for some official cases. I look at the signatures.
Now I would like to ask you a question. Did you carry Carlos Irbe's coffin? Were you?
Aye.
When? Yeah, you ask him.
Now I took his car, his bed, on the Simeon's arm. His bed, over 2 years or so, to the name of his bed, his bazaar.
Why do you come to be at Star? They assist about money.
It has been the same time. I took his Carl Irbe's bed.
Yeah.
Did you participate in Carl Irbe's funeral?
Carl Irbe's funeral.
Carl?
Anna Irbe's father.
Oh, yeah. Did I know him?
Yeah. Did you carry his coffin? I'm asking.
No.
Somebody wrote?
Yes, please, possible. We had bishops. Several times as a lecturer in our Christian student moment.
But were you there when he died? When Anna Irbe's father died?
Yeah, yes, Anna Irbe's mother, I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. Bishop Irbe died 34.
Were you here when he died?
I was here in Latvia. I was still a student. I wasn't yet finished. I had not yet finished my studies. I regretted it very much as I wanted to be ordained by Bishop Irbe.
So his funeral, did you go to the funeral? Karlis Irbe's, when he was buried? Bishop?
I don't believe he was buried.
To me.
What?
To me.
To me. Karlis Irbe is buried.
He didn't go.
No.
Because my father wrote he went, that's why I'm checking up. You were in Riga when Karlis Irbe died?
What?
Anna Irbe's father.
Yes.
Were you here in Riga when he died?
Yes, I was in Riga. I was a student.
You didn't see his, you didn't see his body?
What?
You didn't go to his burial?
Yes, it was my last study years, and I was with Edgar Rumba. But I had no connection with Anna Irbe then. Rumba, of course, was corresponding with her. They exchanged their letters, not with me. I was a subordinate only, and was not belonging exactly to the mission staff at that time. But Edgar Rumba, of course, corresponded with Anna Irbe. But he didn't see, he didn't refer to this event.
Then another, can you say when you met Anna Irbe in Karunagarapuri?
In Karunagarapuri?
Karunagarapuri. Tell me about Anna Irbe in Karunagarapuri.
When?
When you saw her in Karunagarapuri, what was she like? What impressed you?
Yes, it was as I went to Tandam, and I went before the time.
Yeah, when you saw her in Karunagarapuri. You went to see her in Karunagarapuri.
Yes. Well, they came to meet me at Podanur.
Yeah.
The Reverend Stephen and Anna Irbe, and no introduction was needed. We knew already.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Other.
And it was very, very friendly and very kind meeting, very fine meeting. Anna Irbe was already all the time very she didn't lecture, of course, about this mission work. But it was plenty to study her and her work.
Yes.
To see how it was managed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was managed in different way as I experienced it by very decent missions and missionaries who were of more or less out of style. They were believing people, they were true Christians, but the style of all this mission work was not the right one.
Yes.
I felt it all at once, this these spacious bungalows,
yes, yes,
palaces,
yes,
for those parias and
yes, I know what you mean. Yes.
How would they dare to to come near these bungalows? Did not were not inviting.
Yes, yes, I know what you mean. But Anna Irbe was different. She was different. Anna Irbe was different.
Anna Irbe was
different from these other missionaries.
Yes, yes, yes. She lived. She lived completely in Indian circumstances.